If we review media headlines from recent years, it's easy to conclude that the world is getting worse. We hear about poverty, wars, terrorism, global warming, and natural disasters. But is it really true that the world is getting worse in terms of human well-being than it was in previous decades or even centuries? Is life becoming worse for most people or better? What's really going on? Well, if by better we mean progress, and progress means human well-being, then it's a testable hypothesis. For all their differences, people largely agree on what goes into human well-being. Life, health, sustenance, prosperity, peace, freedom, safety, knowledge, leisure, happiness, all of these things can be measured. If they have improved over time, that, I submit, is progress. Let's go to the data. Beginning with the most precious thing of all, life. For most of human history, life expectancy at birth was around 30. Today, worldwide, it's more than 70. And in the developed parts of the world, more than 80. 250 years ago, in the richest countries of the world, a third of the children did not live to see their fifth birthday, before the risk was brought down 100-fold. Today, that fate befalls less than 6% of children in the poorest countries of the world. And 200 years ago, 90% of the world's population subsisted in extreme poverty. Today, fewer than 10% of people do. For most of human history, the powerful states and empires were pretty much always at war with each other, and peace was a mere interlude between wars. Today, they're never at war with each other. The last great power war pitted the United States against China 65 years ago in the Korean War. Democracy has suffered various setbacks in Venezuela, in Russia, in Turkey, and is threatened by the rise of authoritarian populism in Eastern Europe and the United States. Yet the world has never been more democratic than it has been in the past decade, with two-thirds of the world's people living in democracies. Homicide rates plunge whenever anarchy is replaced by the rule of law. Today, a Western European has 1/35th the chance of being murdered compared to his medieval ancestors. It happened again in colonial New England, in the American Wild West when the sheriffs moved to town, and in Mexico. Indeed, we've become safer in just about every way. Over the last century, we've become 96% less likely to be killed in a car crash, 88% less likely to be mowed down on the sidewalk, 99% less likely to die in a plane crash, 95% less likely to be killed on the job, 89% less likely to be killed by an act of God, such as a drought, flood, wildfire, storm, volcano, landslide, earthquake, or meteor strike, presumably not because God has become less angry with us, but because of improvements in the resilience of our infrastructure. Before the 17th century, no more than 15% of Europeans could read or write. Europe and the United States achieved universal literacy by the middle of the 20th century, and the rest of the world is catching up. Today, more than 90% of the world's population under the age of 25 can read and write. In the 19th century, Westerners worked more than 60 hours per week. Today, they work fewer than 40. Thanks to the universal penetration of running water and electricity in the developed world, and the widespread adoption of washing machines, vacuum cleaners, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, and microwaves, the amount of our lives that we forfeit to housework has fallen from 60 hours a week to fewer than 15. Do all these gains in health, wealth, safety, knowledge, and leisure make us any happier? The answer is yes. In 86% of the world's countries, happiness has increased in recent decades. Well, I hope I have convinced you that progress is not a matter of faith or optimism, but is a fact of human history. Indeed, the greatest fact of human history. And how has this fact been covered in the news? Well, the news has become increasingly pessimistic, and the world's broadcasts, too, have gotten steadily glummer. And that's partly because news is about stuff that happens, not stuff that doesn't happen. You never see a journalist who says, "I'm reporting live from a country that has been at peace for 40 years. Or a city that has not been attacked by terrorists. Also, bad things can happen quickly, but good things aren't built in a day. The paper could have run the headline, 137,000 people escaped from extreme poverty yesterday. And they could have run that headline every day for the last 25 years. That's 1.25 billion people leaving poverty behind, but you never read about it. Also, the news capitalizes on our morbid interest in what can go wrong, captured in the programming policy, if it bleeds, it leads. Well, if you combine our personal biases with the nature of news, you can see why the world has been coming to an end for a very long time indeed. And yet, we live longer, suffer less, learn more, get smarter, and enjoy more small pleasures and rich experiences. Fewer of us are killed, assaulted, enslaved, exploited, or oppressed by others. Much suffering remains, and tremendous peril. But ideas on how to reduce them have been voiced, and an infinite number of others are yet to be conceived. We will never have a perfect world, and it would be dangerous to seek one. But there's no limit to the betterment we can attain if we continue to apply knowledge to enhance human flourishing. This heroic story is not just another myth. Myths are fictions, but this one is true, true to the best of our knowledge, which is the only truth we can have. As we learn more, we can show which parts of the story continue to be true and which ones false, as any of them might be and any could become.